Hey guys.
Welcome to the World Religion Podcast. I'm Nee, and today we'll be talking about our religion. So I'm Catholic, and...
I'm Netta, and I'm a Muslim.
So, first thing we're going to talk about is if we believe in Jesus. And yes, Catholic, it's a religion all about Jesus, started from Jesus. Haven't ended yet, but like...
So a lot of people think that Muslims don't believe in Jesus, but we actually do, and he's like a very important prophet, and we actually believe a lot of things similar to what other Christians believe. Like, we believe that we don't believe that he's God's son, and we don't believe that he ever died, but we believe that he's in heaven and that he will come down and defeat the Antichrist. I think, don't Christians believe the same thing? Like, that he will come back, he will come down and defeat the Antichrist, right? You guys believe that?
Well, for us, we believe that he died in resurrection.
Yeah.
And then he died for us, and we're more he's not gonna come down and defeat the Antichrist. We just believe that he's in heaven right now, and that he's watching all of us, and then he died for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know about the defeat. That's kind of a little dark. Yeah, and we also believe that God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, they're all equal. And they're not the same person, but they're all equal in the same level, and it's a triangle. So yeah.
Our next topic is about our different places of prayer. So
places of worship.
Yeah, places.
Well, I go to church. I try to go every week, Sunday, or you can go Saturday after 4. We count a Sunday church day, and yeah, it's, you have to go. If you don't go, you have to go confession and say that you didn't go to church. So yeah.
Muslims go to the mosque. I don't really go to the mosque. I rarely go. You're supposed to go mostly on Fridays, but I never go because in Islam you have to do 5 prayers daily, which is a process, and I don't do that, and I don't really know how to pray fully. I know how to say individual prayers, but not put them all together, but I know my dad goes to the mosque every single day. He wakes up at 4, and he goes, or really early in the morning on Fridays, he goes every single Friday. So
how long do you think it is? How long is your mosque?
Well, on Friday it's longer because the sheikh that's there, he runs it. He talks before it. He talks about stories or something. And then you do the prayer. With the prayer, it doesn't really take that long, but probably an hour.
I should take you to my church. We sing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
We love singing. Yes. We sing Vietnamese song because it's a Vietnamese church.
Oh, okay.
You're like,
oh. Okay.
And then there's a whole ceremony of turning wine into Jesus' blood and turning the bread into Jesus' body, and then the whole praying stuff too. It's more like a performance, I would think.
Yeah. For our prayers on Friday, we have the sheikh, and then when he says the prayers, he's kind of singing it, but it's not normal singing. Mm-hmm. It's if you guys listen to videos on YouTube, it's a pretty cool thing. Not many people can do that. You have to practice.
Oh, okay.
It's really you. But
let me try.
So yeah.
Okay.
Next we have our holiday, well, actually our ways of like fasting and asceticism, kind mm-hmm. of. So
for us, we celebrate Lent and it just passed. So it's usually during, it starts on...
It's okay, she doesn't know when it starts, but
talk to it her about ends it. On Easter. I know that. Ends Easter. I don't know. I think it starts like Holy Thursday, Good Friday. I don't know.
Like a month Ash before Wednesday. Easter.
Yeah, it usually lasts for 40 days. Oh. And back in the days, Jesus would sit like under a cave and he would fast, and then the devil would come and tempt him with food and he'll be like, no. So for us, we're not like extreme fasting like Ramadan. I know you guys can't eat, but we just fast on Friday and then we can eat fish, which is really good because that's fish fry season.
Okay, for me, I celebrate Ramadan, obviously, and right now, it's currently Ramadan, and I'm fasting right now. So basically, you don't eat from, like, sunrise to sundown, but actually, we don't eat until, like, 4 a.m. you have to like stop eating, like 4 something a.m. like I think it's around 5 a.m. and then we eat dinner around like 8:30 to 9, like it's in between there, and you can't drink water or eat like any food, but it's like really fun. It's like kind of fun even though like once you get used to it, because every single night like you go and visit your friends. Like last night I just went over to my dad's friend's house and there was a lot of people, and it's just fun because you see a lot of people and you invite them over. And then at the end of the month, because it lasts a month, we have Eid, which is our holiday, and so it leads into something good. And
it lasts around a month?
Yeah, it lasts around a month, and I feel like it's like kind of like a good like cause. It teaches you how to have patience, mm-hmm. and to feel like what it's like to be like have less,
mm-hmm.
and to be grateful for what you have. And I'm sure there's other things that I don't really know about that much.
Yeah, fasting is really good. It's like it controls you. Like you don't want to give in.
Yeah.
To the devil or like bad stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it's good for good control. You have control of yourself. Do not eat. Next, we're gonna talk about process of marriage. For us, first, you have to go talk to the priest like 6 months prior to your marriage date, or less, I guess, if it's busy, like maybe in the summer you have to talk before. But, and he'll do like a whole ceremony for you, a wedding ceremony. Usually it's in the morning, and then it's like in an afternoon we go to a party, in the morning we go to church, gives us a ring. It's like a movie, like the movie church wedding. I don't know, but for me, we throw in some Vietnamese tradition in it. So what we do is that our tradition is that the groom has to drive to the bride's house and give her presents, like food. They bring food over, that's in the morning, and they bring food over, and then we'll have like a mini party that's after the church. And yeah, and then the mothers give the groom's mothers give jewelry to the brides. Yeah, so a little present passing down.
I don't like, you have to talk to like a sheikh before, because usually people get married not on the day of, they get like basically they get engaged so they can even like spend time together, because we're not really allowed to date. So you go away, Mia. Sorry. Anyway, so you have to, like, basically, you're already, like, married before your actual wedding date. The wedding date is just, like just for, like, fun and, like kind of cultural reasons, because
I've been to your wedding. It's like a normal wedding.
It's a normal wedding.
Except you guys don't go to church and stuff. Yeah. But you guys don't, you guys do, like, really normal. And it's, like, you guys have, like, good music, and everyone know how to dance in a circle. You guys jump up and down. You have, like, a traditional dance for the wedding, right?
Yeah. Actually, we have something similar to you, but it's, like, a cultural thing where, like, because not everyone who's practices Islam does this.
We gifts.
Yeah, the grooms, like, to even, like, the bride's parents can request, or the bride can, like, request. Well, it's actually dowry that they give it, but then usually, like, nowadays that the bride's family doesn't really request it, but the groom just gives it because it's like tradition. So you get, like, a gold from the family, and everyone gives the family, and then before the wedding we all go to the bride's house, and the bride comes down the stairs with her uncles and her, or, like, out of her room to, like, show herself to everyone with her uncles and her dad, and the groom, like, picks her up from there, and then we all follow them, like, in a line to the place of the party. And
So we both, like, our, like, parents give gifts and stuff,
even,
depending if you're the bride.
Even, like, me, like, you can give gifts, or, like, I gave, for my sister's wedding, I even gave her a gift, like, a gold bracelet, so
you can,
like,
So our
next is, like, our daily prayers.
Yeah, so what we do... Catholic, we're supposed to pray 2 times a day at night. I mean, in the morning and at night. But I usually pray at night. But it's okay. At least once a day, it's good. I usually gather around with my family, and we would pray together. I'll try, but sometimes I have homework and stuff, so I'll just, like, skip it. Dad's, like, calling me out. I'll just be in my room and be like, I'm busy. And they just, like, start praying without me. It's quick, like, 5-minute group prayer. I like it because you get to spend time with your family. After the pray, we talk, joke around, stuff like that. What do you guys do?
So, we pray 5 times a day. Like, our, like, worship day is, like, on, like, Friday, but we still pray every single day. We pray, like, what's called, like, Fajr, and that's, like, early, like, 4:41 a.m. Then we have Duhur at 1:25 p.m. Well, I'm just saying this for today, it changes. Then we have Asr, 5:21 p.m. and then Maghrib, 8:37 p.m. and then Isha, 10:08 p.m. and, like, we pray, you're supposed to pray all of that, and each one, like, has a different amount of prayers, like, that you should say. I don't really pray, I just say individual prayers, but I mean, I feel like
at
it
least
still
you
counts.
Try.
Yeah, I try, but especially since I'm in school, even if I did like pray those, I wouldn't be able to pray all of them. It's kind of hard to pray 5 times a day.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
When I get older,
I think I was supposed to pray 3 times a day for each meal. But my mom used to tell me, like, pray during lunch. I was like, I never do that.
Yeah, you never do that. Never saw you do that. I'll remind you.
Thanks. I won't see you at lunch then.
Okay. We just have, like, one more thing that's on our list.
Oh, let's,
like,
talk
about
misconceptions too, like, what people think that are wrong.
Okay.
And yeah, let's talk about, so, for us, we use the Bible, like, there's 2 types of Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. In the Old Testament, it's just, like, stories about Jesus. In the New Testament, it's, like, Old Testament is when Jesus was alive. New Testament, Jesus died, and there's, like, 4 people that write books about Jesus when he was alive, so we know what he was doing.
Okay, for me, for Islam, we use the Quran, it's basically a book that has a lot of prayers, and each prayer is like kind of like a story. It talks about a lot of stuff like that you should or you shouldn't do, and it's like, I don't know, like if you memorize it, you're well recognized. Like, I don't know how to, like, we talked about it in class, like,
oh, yeah.
It's really good if you memorize it. I definitely don't have it memorized. My parents, my dad does. I think my mom does too, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we don't have to memorize the Bible. We can know some, like, there's important quotes that we should know, and
yeah.
It's like good for our life. It makes us better. Okay, let's talk about our religion. Do you like your religion?
Yeah. I mean,
I was talking to my dad about this. I was like, I'm glad I'm Catholic, or like have a religion, so
yeah.
I have some, like, I don't know, like morals, like do not lie, do
yeah.
not steal. I know some of those, and I know I shouldn't break them because they're bad. And I like how, like, we're like good people.
Yeah.
Try to be good people.
I mean, I don't think people that don't have religion are bad.
But
I feel like it makes us better.
Yeah, it makes us better. It enhances our morals.
Yeah.
I
said, like, the same thing to my dad. I was like, I'm glad. Like, when I was younger, I used to be, like, since I didn't have a choice, but, like...
to follow it.
Yeah, but, like, since when I was younger, I used to be kind of sad. I was like, oh, I want to do this. And, like, I was like, oh, we can't do that. Or, like, oh, I want to eat this. It's like, oh, you can't eat that. That has, like, gelatin, or this is pork. And I was like, I wish I was, like, the other little girls. I was like, but now I'm, like, happy. I feel like I was raised a little differently and,
a little strict, but it's good.
It's good. Like, now, like, when someone wants to do something, like, I always think, oh, is this okay? Is this not okay? But I feel like it's better. And when I make a decision, I feel like I put my religion into it a lot. So I feel
if someone, like, wants to do something bad, I'll be like, oh, no.
Yeah. It's like, also,
I can't do it. It's it's against. I've never done it. So, like, I don't think I can do it. I would feel bad. And for us, we have to go to confession too, like once a year, and we have to talk to a priest. Like, we can sit next to him and talk. There's a room called, like, confession room, or we can just, like, there's a wall against us, we can confess to priests. And the priest will pray and for us, talk to Jesus, talk to God, and and I'll be forgiven for my sin. But kind of scared about that. I go in every year. I'm like so nervous.
We don't really have that. You could probably go to the sheriff if you did something wrong and you need guidance. You can go to them, but like, I confess to my parents without having like them to tell me. Like, if I do something wrong, like I feel guilty about it. So
you have to tell someone.
Yeah,
I cannot
keep it in, and I feel like if I keep it in, like it's like a bad deed. If it's something bad, so I just like keep it. But also we have like. You say a prayer. It's actually, we say Astaghfirullah al-Azim, which is, you're basically saying sorry to God, and we believe that God is the most forgiving, so.
Oh, yeah, so, He forgives you for everything, even if you're a murderer.
Well, that depends.
You have to.
Out of self-defense, we do believe that He will forgive
but
you.
But you have to serve your time.
Yeah, you do. That's what we do believe.
But we have to, like, grief and, like, you have to know that
you have to repent.
Don't mean it. Yeah, repent. Not grief, sorry. What is grief and coming from? We're sad. No. you should, like, reflect on yourself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good to have a religion. And it's, a lot of people don't have a religion, and I'm fine with it. Yeah,
I think having a religion gives us like a sense of hope in the afterlife, and it like gives us a lot to abide. Like, I feel like without a religion, but this may just I might be just saying this because I've had a religion my whole life, but like without it, I'd feel like lost. But like people who don't have a religion, like I'm sure you're like
fine
because you never like experienced this.
Yeah.
So.
So that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
And I'll see you next week. I'm just kidding. This is our last time.